We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It's our top local story now. LA County officials say they expect to have some possible solutions to snuffing out that awful odor permeating some neighborhoods in the Carson area. Authorities believe the smell is coming from the Dominguez Channel.
You'll know it when you smell it. I got smacked in the face with the rotten egg smell as I rolled down the 405 southbound into Carson. That's what residents here have been dealing with for about a week.
Well, it's been kind of miserable, a relentless grindy down day after day of unpleasantness.
And even the wind blasting through yesterday didn't seem to help at all.
It was blowing foul odor. You would think it would blow the smell away.
But it didn't, and now authorities believe they pinpointed the source, water in the channel, causing vegetation to rot and emit hydrogen sulfide. LA County's Public Works Director says they're looking at some options.
Things like physically moving the water, aerating the water, chlorinating the water.
He says they have to do this right or they could make the situation even worse. In Carson, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Investigations into who is responsible for the oil spill in Orange County and how they will be held accountable are just beginning now, and it could take years for this to play out legally. Several federal and state agencies are looking into the cause of the pipeline leak, how quickly operators responded to it, and whether or not there will be criminal charges. Federal authorities have 5 years to bring potential felony charges. The investigation, meanwhile, continues into the cause of that small plane crash in the Santee neighborhood yesterday, killing two people. Happened around 12:15 in the afternoon. The Cessna plane, heading from Arizona to San Diego, hit two homes, left a full city block covered in debris. The pilot, who died, was a cardiologist. Transmissions from the plane indicated he may have been disoriented and unclear whether he was in fact climbing or descending before the crash. Southwest Airlines taking a public relations hit this week because of cancellations and delays, but will it hurt the airline in the long term?
You can hear the grumbling from the passengers who could not get to their destination. Not happy with the airline. A lot saying it's the last time they'll fly the carrier. But as KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg notes, the company's heard that before.
They always say that, and they always take Southwest. And the reason for that is it does have a great schedule. It does have great, has a great fare basis, and it does have residual goodwill among most of its passengers because they're not known for nickel and diming their passengers. What they have to do now is figure out their better communication system and also to be able to figure out how to schedule better when a situation like this happens.
LAX and Burbank's Bob Hope Airports, two of the biggest revenue streams for Southwest. Dick Helton, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The big wildfire west of Santa Barbara continues to burn out of control. The fire has forced the closure of a portion of the 101 freeway. Santa Barbara County Fire Spokesman Mike Eliason.
The gusty winds continued overnight, and that helped push the fire to about 6,000 acres, and we're still at 0% containment. There's still approximately 100, 120 structures in the area that are threatened. Those winds are still going to be problematic throughout the day.
But 600 firefighters are currently tackling the wildfire with hopes of deploying 5 air tankers today to help support them. Of course, a lot of that depends on the wind conditions in the area. First snow of the season has hit the Lake Tahoe area as it recovers from the devastation of the destructive Caldor Fire. Derek Williams is the Caldor Fire Incident meteorologist. He tells CBS Sacramento this will definitely help, but isn't enough to put out the fire.
It was confined to the eastern, probably quarter of the fire footprint, South Lake Tahoe area, but generally it got 2 to 5 inches of snow.
The Caldor Fire is now 98% contained. It's burned close to 222,000 acres and has destroyed several hundred homes and businesses in the area. More snow, by the way, is set to fall in the Sierra Nevada today. There's been a relatively small number of COVID-19 deaths among fully vaccinated L.A. County residents. Public health officials are taking a closer look at them.
We do know unvaccinated people who get infected with COVID have a much higher risk of dying from COVID than vaccinated people who become infected.
In the past 5 months, close to 1,200 COVID-related deaths were reported among unvaccinated people, compared to fewer than 270 among fully vaccinated people.
We've been interested in understanding what characteristics of vaccinated people would increase their risk of death.
Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says they tend to be much older and sicker.
Vaccinated people who passed away were 4 times as likely to be immunocompromised as unvaccinated people who died.
They were also more likely to have cardiovascular or chronic pulmonary disease, diabetes, or hypertension. And they were more likely to have 3 or more chronic health problems. The county reports among the close to 5.7 million people fully vaccinated by last Tuesday, only 281 had died. That's 0.005%. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The current backlog at Southern California ports has officials looking to the future to see how these issues can be avoided. The Press Telegram reports that forecasters have warned about these types of issues for years. A 2015 report found that cargo surges could have a major impact on the global supply chain. The Port of Long Beach's executive director says that better coordination is needed with the Port of L.A., along with more reliance on rail and better planning for warehouse space.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.